Sunday, February 17th, out at the brewery, Carbach presents the Rodeo Clown Roundup. Nikki Lane, the Old 97s, Flatland Cavalry, Jonathan Tyler, and the Northern Lights, Texas Flood, Bruce Robinson, and Casey Donahue. Gates open at 1:30. Get out there for a hell of a good time. Great beer, great Texas country. Grab your tickets today. CarbachBrewing.com/RCRU. Also, guys, if you want to do the run before the show, you can do that as well. 5K, 10K, a timed 5K, 10K. Dress in your best Western gear or rodeo clown outfit. Must be 21 to participate. You'll receive a bandana, a commemorative koozie with two tokens for beer at the finish, and you'll receive $10 off the concert ticket. Register for the run at CarbachBrewing.com/run. Make sure you stop by the restaurant and sample their fine wares. All the beers go perfectly with the food they've got on the menu. And that food menu is dynamic. They've got a little bit of everything for you. Great place to take a date. Sunday brunch from 11 to 2 on Saturdays and Sundays. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. Half hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. What did we do go with again? Aaron is blitzed?
Yes, sir.
Did it? All right, Aaron is blitzed. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And as much as my shoulder was hurting, it feels a lot better after this scotch.
Yeah, you got
a
little bit of scotch on it, huh?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to rub it on your skin. You're supposed to drink
it. I didn't.
You were rubbing it on your skin during the break. That's not how you do it. Hmm. Hey, shout out to Barry and Joel and Nick, the usual suspects, celebrated their 2-year anniversary today.
Nice.
Yeah. Not been without its ups and downs, the bumps in the road. I mean, let's face it, they've had some really crappy episodes over the last 2 years, but it's getting better. I mean, it's like things are rounding into form. So, no, congratulations to those guys. 2 years doing their show on our fine station, and hopefully they do it for a long time.
Yeah, I really enjoy those guys. Good dudes. They work hard, and I enjoy their show. I'm really happy that I could get my car back a couple weeks ago so I could listen to them.
No, oh, well,
I wasn't able to.
You weren't able to listen to it in the rental car?
No.
They gave you a rental car without a radio?
It had a radio, but it was one of those that was a total mess to deal with.
Oh, okay. So. God, that's how I know you're getting old. You're like, oh, the radio's too hard to figure out.
Yeah, well.
And now you're like trying to figure out your phone. It's a total nightmare.
Yeah, this thing's a mess. I think they've destroyed my phone.
You should just put it in your pocket until after the show.
That's the plan.
That's the move.
Yeah, I'm just trying to reset the whole thing.
And take it to the Apple store and say, hey, fix this. That's what I always do. Or take it to my wife. She's pretty good at fixing that stuff, too. Mm.
No, it'll be fine. It's just having to redo the whole thing, which, oh, well. So, man, there's so much stuff I wanted to get to today. And that's the only problem with an hour and a half show is, like, there's some things I want to dive into that you really don't have time for. So, I did want to get into this Nick Foles thing.
That Nick Foles...
The Eagles picked up his option. He said he's going to void his option. So now the deal is they could franchise him and trade him.
That would be dumb.
I mean, why do this? Let the guy go. I know they don't want him to go to Washington, but so what? What do you care? I mean, you've got your Super Bowl.
And you've got your quarterback. Either, I mean... listen, do you want to pay a backup quarterback $25 million and then hope that you can, that some team will take him and basically they'll trade some asset for him and then sign him to a long-term deal? That's what you're hoping? Just, you know, take, when you get like a draft pick or something, do you get some sort of compensatory pick? Something for letting that guy, let him just go.
The other story I wanted to get to, you see Major League Baseball, and I don't think anything's going to happen because every year there's a proposed rule change and then nothing ever happens. That. But one was the DH for the National League from MLBPA. Did you see what MLB proposed? A 3-batter minimum for all pitchers.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but it would speed up the game a little, I got to admit. I mean, I do like the chess match of Britain. You're making the game a lot simpler if you take away pitchers in the batting order, and if you take away hitter pitcher matchups.
Like, right.
I mean, there is something to, you know, the sort of chess match that goes into knowing who to bring up and who's going to pinch hit here. Do I make you get rid of this pitcher? I mean, I kind of like that idea, that aspect of baseball, but I mean, I understand for time purposes, it does make sense to get rid of it.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the three batter thing, because I do think there is something to, you know, hey, if you're going to bring in a lefty to get one guy and that's his job, I'm okay with that. And would it speed it up? Maybe. But the DH, I think, is just time. Every other league uses a DH. It's just the National League now. And I'd be okay with that change. But I don't know about saying it. What if he gets hurt? How do you deal with that?
Exactly.
And then what if you get into guys faking injuries like you do in college football, where guys will pretend to have a hammy hurt so they'll stop the offense when it's going really fast? I don't know. So... what are the odds of Texans OC will be able to utilize Watson better than O'Brien? We talked about this earlier in the show. I can't answer that because I just don't know enough about the guy.
We don't know what the role is going
to
be.
We don't even know if he's calling plays. So it's really hard to it's really hard to know until we actually see what happens.
Yep.
713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And, a lot of people still asking what happened to 94.1. We no longer have that signal. So
I got to be honest. And this is one of the things that I've dealt with recently is, hey, what's going on with 94.1? I'm a loyal listener and I can't hear it anymore. If you're a loyal listener, you would have heard, like, in the last month, we've been telling you 94.1's going away.
Yeah, but not everybody listens every day.
Hey, I'm a loyal listener. Where the hell's Jong? Dude, Jong left a month ago. I mean, you can't just show up out of the blue and say, I listen every day, blah, blah, blah. You need to let me know what's going on. But how are you just now finding out that Jong doesn't work here anymore?
I mean, people sometimes...
Don't defend this behavior.
No, sometimes people go out of town for a week.
Does the stream go with them?
Well, sometimes they don't listen on the stream. Maybe
they should.
Maybe they were in Australia.
Maybe their phone's broken.
Well, you know, thanks for that. Sure.
Would you rather answer calls like that or calls like the interns had today four times of, hey, why isn't Stephen A. Smith on 94.1? Where'd he go?
Oh. Mm. You should just tell them that Stephen A. Smith got fired. ESPN fired Stephen A. Smith and hired a Mexican guy to work that station going forward.
I told him I was trying to get him to say that he punched Mike Golic Jr. and got removed from Bristol.
Yeah, just make up lies.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the same thing. I've got tons of signal stuff. It will be worked out shortly. We're still in the process. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, now it's restoring from iCloud. So... I just took it out there to the millennials. They know how to fix this stuff.
Well, clearly they don't.
Well, I mean, it's not back yet, but at least it's doing something.
Well, yeah.
It's better than just sitting there with that line.
I guess so.
That wasn't going to go well. So I have another little NFL story for you. Oh, by the way, did you see that DeAndre Francois' girlfriend now claims she was hacked when she was taking back the... when she was recanting her story.
Oh, so now she did. So she got beat up, then she didn't get beat up,
and now
she got beat up again.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
just I wanted to clarify that for the people because we talked about it. So Sportsnet did.
Can I hit one more thing on it? Because Lamont mentioned that if the Eagles have, or if they're even considering franchising, that means they've got a trade partner locked up. Here's the deal. This is why. This is why the Eagles have literally no leverage in this situation. Because why would Jacksonville or whoever give up anything of value when they know that they can't franchise this guy? The Eagles this year, they're already $15.4 million over the cap. That was before Rodney McLeod restructured his contract last week. They're not in a position to really franchise a backup quarterback and hope that they can trade him. They're going to just have to take their medicine here and let the guy go. And good for him. He's earned it. He did them a solid. He won them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let this guy go make his money.
And got him back to the playoffs. You know, and played well down the stretch for him this year. He's done all you could ask for. And if you're not going to make him your guy, and you're not because you've got Carson Wentz, then let him go. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. I guess, like I said, I mean, picking up the option and him opting out, I don't know how that affects the compensation picks. Maybe they're going to get one of those. I don't know.
Now, and here's the other thing with Nick Foles, and I know that they're worried about him going to Washington or the Giants, and I get that. But if you're Nick Foles, do you want to go play for one of those teams and then go back against the Eagles twice a year? Because if you go to Jacksonville and you have a nice end to your career – and you never have to deal with the Eagles again, you're always going to be a hero in Philly. If you go play for the Giants or the Redskins and you win them a Super Bowl, you lose all hero status in Philadelphia. Like it almost seems like it's better for him not to be in that division anymore because he's like a cult hero in Philly at this point.
Mm. Although I think the reality is, I think Jacksonville's just a better fit. I think Denver's a better fit.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes to Denver and does something.
Maybe he goes to Arizona.
Yeah, I think they're committed to giving Josh Rosen a try here.
From what I hear, they're not. From what I hear, they may draft a quarterback in the first round, which would be crazy. But well, as Josh Rosen sucked, you don't know yet.
No, and I mean, I've seen, like, at the end of the season, I was seeing that. Then I was seeing that they were committed to him. Okay. So.
All right, well. Manny Fresh says Foles for Ramsey straight up is my guess. But why does Jacksonville have to do that?
Well, I don't know if they've gotten that relationship hasn't gotten so bad now that they're actually thinking. I mean,
they might lie. They might want to.
It would be dumb to trade Jalen Ramsey.
Especially Jalen Ramsey for a rental quarterback. Like, if you're going to trade Jalen Ramsey, you could get he's got what, 2 years left on his deal?
Yeah.
Trade him for a first round pick.
You trade him for a pretty good first-round pick.
Nick Foles is not worth a first-round pick at this point because he's not under contract.
He's an older guy. I don't know if he's worth a first-round pick. Longhorn Demetrius, what are the odds the Texans sign Le'Veon Bell? Those rumors got started because of an ESPN story speculating that the Texans would go after him.
The Texans, it's a lock. Texans are signing Le'Veon Bell to the biggest deal in NFL history.
I'm very skeptical that could actually happen.
What? Told you it's a lock.
I think my phone's back.
Well, good. You spent the last hour working on it. I would hope
so. Well, not me. They did it.
All right, guys. Fred sucks at IT, but you don't have to. Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu, took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2019 in a bad job or making not enough money, and they did something about it. Do something about it. At My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no experience. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do, and it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And the thing I love about this, I never have to leave my house. I never have to think about it again. In fact, I got a little subscription set up where I get razors whenever I need them. And you can join the 10 million who will have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use FAOUR at harrys.com. And the cool thing about this is you get them sent directly to you. You don't have to go to the store. You never have to think about it again. And in the old days, I never thought about my razors. I'd just go grab whatever I could find, and I'd cut my face all to hell. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because I get quality blades, I get convenience, and I get affordability. And it all goes right to my mailbox. All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, you let them know, they're going to give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you because they want to support the Blitzers. That's harrys.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's having to reload every single one of my apps now. It's going to take forever.
I heard the first song from Juggalo Trey's performance tomorrow.
Yeah.
So good.
Is it?
So good.
Just teasing ahead, huh?
Tease ahead. You guys are going to want to hear tomorrow's show.
I want to let you know we will be at Gulf Greyhound Park tomorrow. So if you're down south, come and see us. We'll be doing the show 4 to 7, live racing after. And then Saturday or Friday, Sam Houston Race Park, also 4 to 7, live racing right after. And then Saturday is a big book release party, which I hope everyone comes and has a great time and drinks a lot of beer. So, all right. I do have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Do we want to do that, or do you have something else you want to get to? Because I've got a couple of murders.
I don't have anything of great importance. Nothing that can't wait till tomorrow, okay, I guess.
So we're going to do a duel.
When I was prepping the show today, I was prepping the show in preparation for a 3-hour show. And then I remembered, oh, wait, we're only doing an hour and a half show today.
I did the same thing. And it always, honestly, it throws me off so much because I feel like I either have to rush through a bunch of topics I wanted to get to, or I tend to save too many. So for when we really have time to do them. So I kind of suck at hour and a half shows, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But so I have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we have a couple of shootings over goofy stuff. Angry spouse shootings. I want you to pick which one's more reasonable.
Okay.
Memphis, Tennessee, where a local man is being charged with first-degree murder following a deadly double shooting in Memphis. Calvin Wilkins, 38, was arrested, is facing multiple charges. According to the suspect's wife, Wilkins became angry at her for making someone a plate of food during a Super Bowl party.
Makes total sense.
He became verbally abusive, and everyone but the victims left the party. His wife then received back-to-back calls from the victim's phone. When she answered, she could hear Wilkins' voice and one of the victims pleading for their life. So he chased the guy down because she made a plate of food for him.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, you're not supposed to make food for someone else.
Isaka Powell was killed in the shooting. And then he went back and also shot her.
Yeah.
So that's murder.
I don't want to say she deserved it, but...
Well, okay, deserves it more or less than this one, where an enraged Florida man fired 2 shots after discovering his wife performing a sex act on a male friend while the pair were in a backyard hot tub. Oh, gosh. Okay.
That one seems more reasonable. Was there a murder or an attempted murder on that one?
Attempted murder. He shot her. But how about this? Let's start with some ages here, and maybe this makes a little more sense. According to an arrest affidavit, Robert Haskins, 64, was and his wife is 38.
How old's her boyfriend?
50. She likes him older.
Gross.
I don't know if it's not that gross, but
loose skin and old balls.
Oh, and this is so typical. She said that the three of them were hanging out.
Gross.
The three of them were hanging out in the hot tub when the old man decided to go in and take a nap. Apparently, he woke up and spotted them doing the deed, yelling that he would bleeping kill you. He returned to the patio with a gun, later told police his spouse was doing something to Vess that I can't say, and he became enraged over it. As Vess scrambled to gather up his clothes and flee, the old man squeezed off two shots to scare his wife and Vess. The bullets, he said, were fired toward the south of the property where there were no other residences. But she then punched her wife twice in the head.
That's not cool.
No. So,
but I mean, it wasn't cool for her to do that sex act on the younger man.
Not that much younger man, but
I mean, he's a younger, still old and gross man, but still a younger man.
Well, I agree. It wasn't, you know, that was probably not ideal, but maybe she was just being friendly to their friend.
All right. That's
regardless. That's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Well, the show's pretty much over. I want to thank Christopher Hart for bringing the scotch in. That was good.
I'm not really a scotch man, but that was good.
Well, I like it when it's got that smoke flavor to it.
You know, when I became a scotch fan, when he was like, all I've got is scotch.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'll drink scotch.
But the only scotch I drink is if it's got that kind of
that peat.
Yeah,
I prefer the non-peated, but you know, to each his own.
Well, that was pretty high end there.
That was good.
I don't do scotch very often, maybe three times a year,
but when I do,
it's always got a little smoky taste.
That's right.
So all right, well, Aaron, how'd you feel you did today?
I think I did better. I mean, you shortened the clock. It's easier to do.
Yeah, you have less opportunity to
screw
up. I put
in about 12 hours on deaths over the last week working on that list and didn't realize
wasted your time.
You
didn't look at the schedule.
Yeah, you could have.
I didn't get the schedule until last night.
Oh, okay.
You could have printed them out. And, well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know until I was actually thinking that I might.
You weren't on the live event schedule last week on the email?
No, because I didn't have access to my Gal Media email until this week.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I just missed it on. I mean, I usually check those emails, but I check to see where we're going to be.
Yeah, I never read those emails, but now that I write them and send them out, I'm going to need everyone to check them. It's important.
Well,
it's a lot of work.
I was actually going to. I thought about taking the day off because I was hurting, and then I just thought, oh, well, it's only going to be an hour and a half. I looked up and just said, maybe Aggie basketball's playing. So I decided I could make it an hour and a half, and I did. My phone didn't.
Fred, the picture that we took with Christopher Hart, someone said that you look like a lesbian.
Well, I like the same thing lesbians do,
there
so
you
I
go.
Don't really think that that's an
You're
insult.
You're like a guy lesbian.
Yeah. So if that's,
they haven't seen you walk. If they saw you walk today, they would think you were Quasimodo.
I look terrible walking today. But
yeah, I mean, you look like you got hit by a bus. Yeah,
I don't consider that an insult.
All right, Aggie basketball coming up next. Juggalo Trey is going to run it. Nothing bad is going to happen tonight with Juggalo Trey at the controls. Did you get all the songs done? All of them? What was your favorite one? Put him on the mic, Aaron.
Probably that Zed song was my favorite
in
one.
In the middle? Why don't you just meet me? That one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I knew you would like that one. All right. Well, you'll hear him tomorrow. Juggalo Trey is going to give us a Grammys preview. So that's exciting news. What else? The other thing that's exciting news, if you've got low testosterone, if you are struggling to get through the day at work, you're struggling in the gym, you're struggling in the bedroom, Juggalo Trey struggling in the bedroom, it's okay. Could be low testosterone. Other guys, they'll recommend you getting the injections, the synthetic injections. The problem with that is, though, you're going to get one on Monday, and then you're going to feel good on Tuesday, and then Wednesday you're starting to lose a little. Then Thursday you crash. And now you got to wait till Monday to get another shot? That sucks. And synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, shrinkage. Who wants shrinkage? Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone once again. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. They're still the home of the free general male wellness checkup. Go check them out. Let them help you out, man. 832-358-8600 or mancenters.com to book it online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.